France could ban one of the world's biggest online fast fashion retailers over its sale of child sex dolls. What's happening?
So Sally, Shein is a Chinese e-commerce platform. It's known for, you know, cheap, incredibly cheap fast fashion. It ships products all over the world. It sold $1 billion worth of product to Australian consumers in the last year alone. In France, it's trying something new, though. On Wednesday, it's planning on opening its first ever brick and mortar store in Paris. That'll be its first one in the world. Those plans, though, could be all up in the air after the French government raised concerns about particular products that it listed on its website. Authorities have accused Shein of selling sex dolls with childlike appearance. That's illegal in France. You know, for one, sharing pedophilic material online can result in prison sentences of up to 7 years and fines beyond $100,000. But given this is a company, the French government has said that it could go even further and bar Shein from the French market altogether. Here's the French economy minister being interviewed overnight.
If this behaviour is repeated, we will be entitled and I will request that access to the Shein platform be banned from the French market. It's in the law. We voted for it.
Ban access to Shein in France.
Pour des actes terroristes.
For terrorist acts, drug trafficking and for pedopornographic items, the government has the right to request that access to the French market be banned.
Now, Shein's French spokesperson says that the company is taking the situation extremely seriously and that the listings have now been removed. But it wouldn't be the first time the company has got in trouble in France. It's paid more than $250 million in fines to French authorities for online tracking issues, false advertising. There have been environmental complaints as well. There's even a growing public campaign to ban it for flogging fast fashion. So, Sally, you could say that this company is already on pretty thin ice over in France.
And Luke, Shein has been accused of also selling child sex dolls to Australian consumers as well.
So it is illegal here to possess, advertise, order, post and import child sex abuse dolls. Last week, ABC reporter Daniela Pizzerani reported that the outlet was listing the torsos of child sex abuse dolls and then separately individual heads of dolls. Advocates she spoke to suggested that sellers were finding ways to get around restrictions. You know, they were marketing the heads as makeup practice and hairdressing mannequins. There's another huge Chinese online retailer, Temu, that's also been accused of a similar practice. Now, when this activist group called out both retailers for their specific listings, they removed the heads from their platforms. But in the last month, they have still found child sex abuse dolls on both sites. Border Force has even raised concerns, saying that, you know, there is a disturbing rise in attempts to bring these dolls into the country. So, Sally, clearly, you know, this is a growing issue, not just in France, but here as well. And you can see more of Daniela Pizzerani's reporting on ABC News Online, Sally.
Luke, thank you. And Luke will be back with more news later. If this story's raised any issues for you, you can get help by calling the National Sexual Assault and Domestic and Family Violence Counselling Service, 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. There's also Bravehearts, counselling and support for survivors of child sexual abuse. That's 1-800-272-831.